If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
This is Rebrew with KJ and Melvin. Today we are at Grand Central in St. Pete, and we are super excited because they have a lot going on here. And Melvin and I are going to be talking about the six ways to be professional without being stuffy. Exactly. Wear a sticker over your mouth.
Yeah, do a mustache.
So to talk about what we have in front of us, I don't remember what you ordered. So what did you get?
Oh, so this is the Leg Day IPA.
Leg Day IPA.
Yes, the one that they brewed for the Rowdies.
Don't skip that.
No, don't skip Leg Day. Don't skip beer either.
Don't skip it. No,
this is the one they brewed for the Rowdies. They are the official sponsor of the Rowdies.
Ah.
So that's where this beer came into play, and that's where the green and yellow comes into play. So that's pretty cool.
Wait, this is a mustache. Oh, you're right. Okay.
There's inverted colors.
I was wondering why you were doing that.
You colorblind?
Okay. Yeah, a little bit.
Oh.
So I am drinking something. So we know that I have to be gluten-free. And I am drinking this. It's like a sangria in like a... It looks like very sustainable packaging.
Sustainable. I love that word. That's not sustainable.
That was not. That's dead. But this one is the white version of the sangria. So they have poured it into this. And it just looks like a regular glass of wine, but it's gluten-free for those of you who have to be like that, like me. And cheers.
Cheers.
Chills.
I love this cup.
Mm. So here at Grand Central, Stacy, who works here, was telling us about how they are very glass specific with their beers. And I think that's a wonderful thing for a brewery to do, because the way that the beer is in the glass changes the way you smell it, you taste it, and all of the way it breathes or whatever that's called. So the beer is breathing.
It's breathing.
Back here where you guys can't see, there's just a smorgasbord of different types of glasses, and they're all specific to whatever type of beer goes in them. So,
which is really cool, because I know I've been to a lot of breweries where people, it's so funny, you always get that. I know she probably gets all the time. There's just people like, just put it in this cup. I'm like, there's a reason it's in different cups.
Yeah, no, let me do
it really
right.
Is. But I don't know. I like to just pick it off of how cool it looks. So I usually fall for the tulip. I don't know why, but I like the little tulip cup.
Oh, which one's that?
The little guy right there. The little guy.
Looks like a little, what are those called, like snifters or sifters or what are those called? We're looking at Stacey over there. She's working on the
other. Snifters or sifters?
I don't know. It's something
different
like that.
Different episode.
It's something like that. Something it, to like me, that. It looks like you should put some kind of after dinner, like drink in it. That's what it looks like.
I'm bringing this over.
Yeah, so he's grabbing the beer, the artwork. First of all, we know that beer lovers love their beer artwork. Yeah.
That's pretty
cool.
So
this one is their branded one because they are the official partner, beer partner of the Rowdies game, which we were talking earlier. That is a good time. That is a fun time. Even if you do not like soccer or football.
Football
is life. And you can go and have an amazing time. I went with one of our teams one time, and we got to sit down in like the main, right before you get to the field. And the mascot came around, and we had buckets of beer and other seltzers and stuff. And it was just like a hoot and a half.
It's a hoot. I ain't never been. Are you going to take me?
We'll get sometime.
I would love to go.
Yeah. So they are the official one for that. For the Rowdy. So if you're over there, you're going to be enjoying some Grand Central beer. And
yeah.
You'll be having a good time. Some other things
Tell us about the brewery, because we have a lot of notes. We learned a lot this morning, and it's really interesting and really cool.
My notebook. So notes. Grand Central started being a business here in St. Pete, December of 2020.
Crazy time.
So that was a crazy time. That was a crazy time for all of us. And they said, you know what? It's a crazy time. Let's open a brewery. And it was actually a huge hit. They were telling us how the community just welcomed them with open arms, and everything just started taking off. They actually had to bring in more beer tanks because they could not keep up with the amount of the demand. Yeah, there was just too many people demanding this beer. So they brought in more tanks. When you're here, they have an upstairs and a downstairs. You can obviously view the tank area where they're back there brewing, so you can...
Yep.
Come see what that's about in real life. The owner is Kevin Milkey, and he has a couple things going on. One of his things is the Milkey Foundation. So we'll link all of this below. Yes.
Yes.
He's the editor of things. Milkey Foundation. So look it up. Looks like they're having a lot of great events that he's a part of, and is a philanthropist in the community.
Big words.
That was hard.
That was
I had to really. Did you see how hard?
Yeah, what was that other one you always messed up? We messed it up, actually.
Which platform? One?
Platform.
Wait.
You got philanthropist, but you couldn't get platform.
Public platform.
Public platform.
It's very hard to say. You got to be with it. So they have a couple of events, like a weekly calendar of events. And by the way, you can go to their website and join their newsletter and get a monthly update of all the events that they have going on, which I think is cool, especially if you're going to be out with like guests or people from out of town, you know what's going on.
Yep.
You can come hang out. So it looks like Monday, this is on hold for a little bit until the fall, probably because it's really freaking hot outside and no one wants
scorching.
To be out. Yeah. But Cornhole League, so... That's amazing.
Yep.
Pick that back up in the fall. That's Monday nights. Tuesday, they have trivia starting around 7. Wednesday, they do different specials like ladies' nights or different.
Yeah.
Kind of rotates through. Then Thursday through Sundays, they have live music. They usually have some kind of afternoon set, but around 6 or 7 at night until 10 o'clock, they have live music going on down here. So that's your thing. Come check it out.
Heck yeah.
Annually, we have the Oktoberfest, October 4th and 5th. I think probably a lot of the breweries on Central have something going on during that time frame. So that would be a good weekend to come out. During Pride Month, they have the Pride Street Fair. Yeah.
Love a good Pride Month.
Love a good Pride Month. So that's in June. June 23rd is their Pride Street Fair day. I guess the whole street.
Yeah.
Does
the whole street shuts down, so for all of my allies and or Alphabet Mafia, they shut down the street. If you want to know location, so Grand Central, for those of you who have been to some of the, one of my favorite gay bars in the surrounding Tampa Bay area is Cocktails, and it's literally across the street.
We can see it.
Lala is next door, which is, if you know what Lala is, there's themed karaoke rooms. There's outdoor karaoke, but they also have like killer food, like really good food.
That we're going to be eating
the
later?
The Saint. Everybody knows the Saint. It's a cool spot, too. It's a speakeasy type thing where you have to, like, walk through a confessional booth and, like, confess before you get in. So that's a pretty fun experience. That's literally attached to cocktails on the other side. There's axe throwing next door. So, I mean, like, literally you could just park and walk and eat and play and drink all day.
Oh.
So that part's really cool.
Eat and play all day.
Eat, play all day.
Love it. And then one of the things I was excited about, and we're going to introduce Melvin to this later, ska music. Apparently he's never heard it.
Never heard of it.
He's barely in the demographic that ska. Would enjoy that.
I like music in general, so.
Just in general. So you'll like it. You'll like it. We'll play it for him later, but it's a ska fest. And this year, last year, it was the first time they did it, and it was one of their biggest days. So apparently there's a big community here that's enjoying that kind of music, and I'm one of those peoples. And
one of those peoples.
August 31st this year. So if you're looking into something to plan around August, the end of August, come out for the ska fest.
Come out for the ska.
Okay.
All right. What are we talking about today?
You ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
We said we were going to keep this one short.
She ready.
And we always say that, and then we never do.
I'm hungry.
He's hungry, so we're going to go fast.
I had a half of a protein bar that was in my car for Lord knows how long. Was not a good half. Let's just put it that way. I'm not here for it.
I found gluten-free bagels, which I have been looking for.
Pete's Bagels is right over there, too, I saw when I pulled in through the alley.
Do they have gluten-free bagels?
I don't know.
Find out.
But if it's a Pete, you know I love a Pete.
Love me some Pete.
Pete and bagels.
And gluten-free?
My husband's Pete, in case y'all didn't know what I'm referencing.
And we're in St. Pete?
And we're in St. Pete. Oh, it's a lot of Petes. I didn't even realize that. I didn't even put those Petes together.
Petes together.
Repeat. Continue.
Okay. So today's topic. Top six.
I thought you went with tits. Our tits? Am I sweating?
You probably said that really close to your mic.
Oh my God, that's even better. Hello.
Hello.
Oh man, my chin came out on that one for sure.
Of our top six ways to be professional without being stuffy. So I'm going to give three, and Melvin's going to give three. And then we actually have a bonus one that Stacy, who's with Grand Central over here, gave us that I'm going to bring up at the end because I thought it was a good point.
Professional without being stuffy. Okay.
Would you like for me to go first?
Yes, of course.
Of course.
Of course.
So one of my things I teach realtors to do and other people in the industry, really in any industry, any entrepreneur, anybody who is trying to build a book of business, your follow-up game needs to be extremely strong.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have a plan in place for what you do when you meet people out and about at a networking event. If you have a meeting planned and it's the first time that you're meeting this person, what's your follow-up game and when does it start? To me, it starts within the first hour after you leave the meeting, whether it was a networking event, a meeting, whatever, within that first hour after you leave, send a text message that is actually a video of yourself saying, hey, it was really great to meet you. I had a great conversation. I love when we talked about XYZ. I look forward to the next time that we talk. I'm going to be sending you an email with my further contact information, whatever that is. To me, that is it's going to make you stand out.
Right.
It's going to be professional because you have acknowledged that you had the meeting, that it was a great meeting, and that you're looking forward to the next time meeting them. And it just allows for them to be like, wow, they really want to connect with me. They want business with me or friendship or whatever.
So weird that you even brought that up.
Por qué?
Because that's something I wrote down.
Wow. Did I steal one of yours?
Yes, but I can, yes.
I'm so sorry. We should have talked about this
that's
before.
That's a great idea. It's such a great idea, though.
It is.
Because it just happened to me, with all people, shout out to Frank Cotto from Lincoln Lending.
Frank the Bank?
Frank the Bank, the Tank Bank, Pit Bank, whatever. I met him at Top Producer, one of the panels they just did.
He's a good dude.
Pop-up panel, and I loved that right then and there. Immediately after meeting him, within that hour, I got a text message from him that said, hey, Melvin, from Fairway and now at Milestone. It was very nice to meet you and let's connect further. And it's such a good, easy way right then in the moment to capitalize on that relationship. And the fact that he took the time to, you know, call out where I was and where I'm headed shows me that he paid attention to the conversation.
Right.
So that's huge.
It's huge.
It's huge.
It's professional.
I'm going to take
it's
that with me and do that.
You're welcome.
I like
it. It's professional, but it's not old school professional.
Yeah.
It's very modernized. It takes you out of what everybody else is doing,
right,
which is maybe follow up with an email the next week, maybe.
Yeah, but then it's usually like, it's not as personalized.
Not at all.
It should be personalized. I think you win when it is personalized, because if you were to just copy paste some little, hey, it's
a
nice
template
to meet you video that you do for everybody, like, it doesn't hold the same value.
No. And some people will do that. They will record
Truth.
One video for like, hey, it was great meeting you. You're not even in the same outfit that you were wearing when you
right.
just met them an hour ago.
Awkward sauce.
Just take your phone out and make a nice video. If you have an Android, which we did the tech episode last time.
Use Loomly or BombBomb.
Use Loomly or BombBomb.
I would use it regardless, whether you have an Apple iPhone or not, just because I don't know. I'm a fan of having everything stored in one place, because like Loomly, BombBomb, whichever you use, you know, you can go back in and see those videos that you sent. Mm. And for me, sometimes that's a trigger, like, oh shit, I sent this video. I never got a response back.
Yeah.
You know, so like if you didn't have that, what are you doing? Scrolling through your phone for God knows how many years trying to find the text?
That is currently what I'm doing.
Yeah, it's a mess.
Well, if you are wanting to start this today and you haven't looked into Loomly or BombBomb yet, send the message on Facebook or Instagram.
Yeah.
Because those video messages will go through clear if you have an Android.
Yep.
So if you have an iPhone, you can send video to video, iPhone to iPhone. But if you know that they're a green texter, or if you're a green texter, then go to Instagram or Facebook and send the message.
Green texture. You have green bubbles. I was just listening to Candace's podcast on the way here, and they were talking about it. Candace, I can never say your name. If you ever listen
to me.
We
love you, but how do you
say
your
name? I can never. Giselle said it yesterday. I should have wrote it down. But they were talking about Android iPhone, and she goes, so for all of my, I forgot what they call themselves, but like, for all my people, she's like, if you're on Android, do we love you?
Do we?
And Candace was like, well, I love them. And the other one's like, I don't.
Very honest.
It becomes work.
I mean, let's just talk about it.
It
is what it is. The different phones don't talk to each other. If you want to hear more about.
They don't talk to each other. Yeah.
Listen to the last episode to hear more about that. But okay, that's my first one.
That's your first one? Okay. Well, mine was kind of like that. Okay, so I'll talk about actually the shout out to, you know, I bring it up all the time, Giselle. You know, Giselle Ugarte is my social media coach / mentor / like friend from across the world at this point. One thing we talked about this week in our coaching sessions that I thought was really, really, well, actually it was last week, because this week was different. Last week. One thing that she does that I think is a really good way to be professional in your relationships without being stuffy is every time she meets somebody, whether it's at a coffee shop, a brewery, a sandwich shop, whatever she's traveling to, she takes their name and writes a brief little note in her notepad for that person. Like, you know, Bob at Starbucks, you know, Bob said he likes this, or Bob mentioned that, right? She did it for her neighbor. She just recently moved and she met one of her neighbors and she wrote down in her little notepad the neighbor's name. You know, I guess there was something going on, don't quote me, but I think with his father or a family member was like ill, you know, so she wrote that down. Mm-hmm. When she ran into the neighbor again, you know, she pulled up her notepad before speaking to him, or even if while speaking, you know, you can just pull up your notepad, looks like you're texting someone.
You can add notes in their contact.
Yeah, that too. But she literally has hers in her notepad and her iPhone, like, categorized as, like, you know, Starbucks, this, that, or whatever, all the places she frequents.
She's super organized.
And she takes down the notes of that person's name and what the interaction was. So when she sees them again, she's not going to remember. She's like, listen, I don't remember everything that always happens. It's so hard to remember all the people you meet. She goes, but they don't have to know that. She looks in her notepad and says, oh, how's your dad doing? You know, and I guess he got really emotional about it. I was like, oh, my God, thanks for remembering. You know, he's doing okay.
But she like,
Before she goes. Like, if she's walking into the building, or even if they just pop up and, you know, she just grabs her notepad real quick on her phone. You know, again, looks like you're texting or whatever. Mm-hmm. No one's going to know the difference. We're all holding our phones all the time anyway. You know, she'll look it up and be like, oh, so-and-so, okay, and then she'll just address it. Like, hey, so how was blah, blah, blah going?
Right.
I think that's a huge way to not be stuffing your business but still be engaged. Because, again, if you could remember all these things, that's great. I think about, like, the waiters and waitresses that come by without a notepad and they take my expansive-ass order. And I will literally look at them and be like, are you going to remember that? And I'm like, yeah, I got it. And it comes out and it's perfect. I'm like, the fuck?
How you do that?
How the hell? Because you could tell me some shit right now and I'll forget it in 5 minutes. Like, I'm Dory.
I won't make it back to the computer.
Not going to happen. You know, but like, if you're a Dory, just write that shit down.
And most likely, if you're an entrepreneur or a business owner, you are a Dory.
Yeah.
Because it requires you to think in multiple lanes at the same time. If you have a desk job and you sit 9 to 5 and you have a list of tasks that you do during the day, you're probably not a Dory. You remember what to do every day because it's the same day every day.
Yeah.
But if you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, someone who works in that capacity, mm-hmm. you probably are a Dory. And using a notepad or the notes, like what he was saying, I saw a post about this.
Or use Siri. Just tell Siri, take a note, blah, 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 blah.
Yes, Siri. So like this, I saw this on a Instagram post or something like that, but it was a husband who had his wife's order at every restaurant inside of the note. So if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, what a winner.
You go in, right? So you go into like the info.
She better put a ring on it.
Right.
Oh, she already did. Her husband's just kidding. The math.
But I mean, you have to keep dating the person that you're married to. You can't just be married and then go,
oh yeah.
Okay, cool.
We're done. We did it. Yeah.
But like, if you see this, I don't know if this is going to come through or not, but this is inside the contact of your phone. And there's on the fourth line down, it says notes. So you could add things. That way you don't have to keep track of a notebook.
All right. So let's see. I think
we're back.
You can add things.
So you don't have to keep track of a notebook.
This is going to be a fun episode because I've never had a camera shut off in the middle of it due to overheating. So what we did was we put it in the fridge.
Literally put it in the beer fridge.
So now we're back.
Now we're back.
Oh, I should do like the little break where it's like beep and the little like color bars pop up. We're experiencing technical difficulties.
Definitely do that. Good luck with that editing magic.
I'll learn it tonight. It's fine.
Tonight, I'll learn it real
quick. So yeah, back to the notes. You were saying, put it in your phone.
In your contact, yes.
Your phone.
And then it will change, like if you change phones, that information will stay with that contact and you can change it over to your new phone.
Correct.
You can always look at it very simply. You can be on the way to the meeting. You don't have to be like, oh, I forgot my notebook to brief myself. No, just pull up your contact info, look at the notes, be like, you can look at their birthday. Oh, they just had a birthday. I missed it. Dang it. Or you could put things like, you know, husband passed away or
whatever went down. Yeah.
Whatever
went down. So you can address it later.
So I love that.
Huge. Next. What's yours?
Next. Okay. So mine is the proper way to do a referral.
Ooh, say more.
Say more. Usually people say less.
Say more.
More words is what I say to the kids. More words.
More words. Use your words.
So what I mean by that is, let's say you would like to refer a loan officer, right? Okay. To a buyer. You're like, listen, my lender is the best lender. Let me introduce you. He's gonna hook you up. You do a three-way text with yourself, the lender, and your buyer, and you say, buyer, this is lender. He's my favorite lender. He's helped me out, never let me down, whatever. Say some great words about them. And then say, lender, this is my client, Ms. Smith. She's looking to purchase a new home, and I will be helping her as her realtor, blah, 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 blah. I'm sure we're all going to be great friends, or whatever you want to say, something nice about both of them, and then say how you're looking forward to working together. And then all three of you are on the starter text. You're on the starter referral text.
Yep.
So then the lender should be the first one to write back and say, hi, Ms. Smith, I look forward to giving you a call. Is 8 o'clock tomorrow morning a good time for me to call you? She can write back, hey, I'm looking forward to this too. Nope, 8 o'clock doesn't work. Can I call you at 12? Or whatever the conversation happens. But once you are all in there, then it's your referral partner's turn to go, let's take this offline so that we're not bogging up Carrie's phone or Melvin's phone or whomever's phone. And then they can have that further conversation. But you know that they all got introduced. This is better than, I'm going to give you my lender's number.
And then leaving it to them to try. Yeah, no, they'll never reach out.
Never.
But it's transparency too, because what if you have one of those really problematic clients that likes to say, well, he said, she said, blah, blah. No, because right. we're in a text thread together.
Right.
And no, that's not what he said. That is not what he did. I dealt with that on the lending side a lot.
Yes.
So,
or huge. Like if the lender partner, if you're like, I'm going to have them call you and you know, you give the name and number to the lender, they reach out. How many times have you done that? Mm-hmm. And then it's just nothing.
Nothing. Mm-hmm.
But if you're on a group thread with the realtor and the buyer and you're the lender or whoever you are in the industry, the likelihood of the response shoots through the roof.
And there's nothing wrong either with like shooting the text like, hey, I just talked to, you know, let's say it's Marshall. You know, hey, I just talked to Marshall. He's going to give you a call shortly. And you say that in the little thread with Marshall in it or whoever your lender is in it, right? And then it's another reminder for them because they're busy too. You know, they have phone calls coming in left and right, all kinds of stuff they're dealing with, you know, but it's nice to be able to address it. Like I did let them know to reach out to you. Here's this phone number. I wanted to start this thread just in case you need anything in the meantime. But it's also like another trigger for the other end of the third party company, whoever that may be, to say, oh, I do got to reach out to them still. I was on the phone when they told me and now I'm not. Now I'm going to reach out.
Right.
Love that.
Because people will go through their text messages at the end of the day and be like, oh, I need to get back to that person. I need to get back to that person. And they don't want to lose you as a referral partner.
Yeah.
Especially if like you're the realtor, you're like their main vein of business. They don't want to lose you as a referral partner. So they're going to be on top of it a little bit more. The buyer isn't going to feel uncomfortable reaching out because it's now a warm introduction. It's no longer a cold call or a cold text. So that's my second one.
My next one. We can speed round them. We got 20 minutes or so. My next one is just using names, first names. You don't have to know their full name. Use a first name. You know, it sounds easier said than done. I am really bad at remembering people's names, and I know that, so I'm trying to get better at remembering when I meet people what their name is. You know, if you're like, if you watch Bad Bunny, Jessica, like you're about to come out.
She's like,
you've never seen Bad Bunny with Anna Faris?
No.
Well, we were just talking about this with someone the other day. Oh, yesterday, actually, when I was at Taco Bus. We're talking about remembering names, and that's something I'm trying to do. And one of my friends brought up, she goes, remember that movie with Anna Faris? Where she's just like, that's how she remembers people's names. They would give her a name, and she'd go, Jessica. Like, she would make this weird thing.
To, like, make it sink in your head?
Yeah. But, like, do whatever you got to do to remember names. But I think that is a really non-stuffy way. When you address someone by name, it's huge. You know, we all get in the habit of like someone walking up and saying, oh my God, it's so good to see you, Melvin. And you're like, oh, you too, girl. You know, it gives you the warm and fuzzy when they remember your name, but then you respond with some generic like, yes.
Is this supposed to be black?
Boy? Yeah, because the,
sorry, I'm like, I don't know.
We're paranoid now.
Sorry.
It's huge to just address somebody by first name, even like a barista, even at like a brewery. You know, if you cared enough to find out who is behind the counter and you know at least their first name, like it's so much more warm and fuzzy and non-stuffy to just say, hey, Linda, can I get a pint of whatever?
And if you're with a client and you're treating, you know, the people serving you like that, like you're using their first name, you're on a first name basis, you're kind to them, you aren't one of those people, you know what I'm talking about? That is going to show the client a lot about your character. So if you're out to dinner or drinks or whatever, and you're acting that way towards whomever is around you, it's going to speak volumes about your character towards your client.
100%. 100%.
I like it. So somehow remember people's first name, because that's extremely hard.
It's very hard. I mean, you can kind of put it in the notepad. Do the notepad thing. Like, do it together. You know, put it in the notepad and then try to find a way to remember it. If it's a song that helps you remember, if it's, you know, the color shirt they were wearing or the car that they drive, you know, do that.
Yeah.
I've said this in previous episodes, though. My 2 cents would be on that. Save that information in the notes section of their contact, not as their name, because then if you start importing things into a CRM, you do not want them to show up as Melvin Tesla. Because then the CRM's going to be like, hello, Melvin Tesla, you know, and that's a very kind one. People put some really harsh things by people's names, especially my Hispanic family. They'd be like, oh, Jose Gordo. No, you cannot address him by Jose Gordo when you send him an email, because that is not good. I know you met him at the buffet, but we can't be doing that. So put it in the notes section, not as their contact name.
note section. Save it for the note section.
That's it. Next.
Next. Next. Moving on.
Number five.
Your oldest Betty.
The DMV. Oh, now okay. Serving. B 457 at window 23.
Wow, window 23. That's a big DMV.
Yeah, it's my DMV.
Okay, so what was I said? The referral one. I said the follow-up video one.
So yeah, what's the third?
So this one is more like etiquette. So this one is when you are emailing someone and you have CC'd anyone else on that, you need to say that in the email. You need to say
that. Yeah. True.
Because yes, it is professional to add like maybe your boss or the person that you are saying, hey, I'm going to have my processor take a look at this.
Right.
And then include your processor on the email. But if you don't put that in the body of the text, like of the email, hey, I've CC'd my processor on this. I'm going to let her know what's going on and we're going to get to the bottom of it. Thanks for being patient or whatever. If you don't say that, it could come off as you trying to like, pull a quick hand or something. Like, oh, I'm just going to hope that they see it or whatever.
Especially if it's like a testy topic, you know what I mean? Or it's like something that someone screwed up on.
Yeah, and you're CCing your boss.
Yeah.
And you don't tell the person you've CC'd. They can look at it and see, yes, of course, we know that. But sometimes they don't look at that.
Just call out the obvious. Hey, I'm CCing so-and-so for transparency on the situation or whatever it may be.
Yeah, and don't say it in there. And I put so-and-so on this email. Like, calm down. Take it down a notch and just be like, hey, just so that you know, I have let so-and-so know. And then, hey, so-and-so, let me know when you get this email and what our next steps are.
And going back to tech, you know, you could use something like ChatGPT to check your tone.
Your professional.
I do it all the time. Yeah. I'll copy-paste an entire email and say, hey, can you check this for tone and professionalism? And it'll come back and tell you, you know, like, hey, this sounds very forward, or this sounds to this or to that. So work smarter, not harder, you know.
Yeah.
Some people like to send it to their friend to proofread or whatever. I mean, I just don't have time to wait for that to come back. So I just throw it into ChatGPT and say, hey, what does this sound like?
Yeah. And now ChatGPT, if you have an Apple, I just learned this the other day.
There's some updates coming for Apple that are nuts.
There's some updates coming that involve AI. That you can
the way the camera sees everything, that is creepy.
It can read your screen and you can say, hey, I'm trying to do this task, can you help me do this faster? And it'll like read your screen and tell you all the shortcuts like in Excel or whatever. Without you telling it what it is that you're doing, it'll just analyze your screen for you, which is extremely creepy.
But it's gonna be
Because what else are they looking at?
Everything.
Like if I just say, look at this screen, but they're looking at everything like on my computer. Not that I have anything to hide, but like
Skynet.
Ooh, Skynet. Yeah, the machines. The machines are coming. If Skynet gets on board, run.
Yeah.
But I don't know where you're gonna go.
Yeah, nowhere. Go to a brewery.
To the future.
Drink some beer.
To the past.
Just go jump in a tank. Just live in there.
That's like go
it's
jump
like
in a lake. Go jump in a that was a crazy show.
Yeah, it's a crazy game.
Yeah. My kids told me it was a game and
it's
I was
good
like
game.
Well, what's the point of this game? To survive?
Survive.
I guess.
There's a bunch of different versions, but yeah, survive.
Yeah.
I don't want to be my last and third one.
Cha.
We're doing good on time. Look at us
High
go.
Five.
Even with a technical difficulty that involved a freezer. Oh, man. Professional without being stuffy. I want this to be really good because she had a really good one. That was going to be one of mine.
We're going to share hers last.
You know. Professional without being stuffy. I'm trying to think of a recent experience because I have one in my head. I'm just trying to figure out how to verbalize it. When you're out at the events, right, and you're meeting people, try to be cognizant of like conversations that they're already having. Don't just interject because you want to talk to this person or you have something to tell them. So I don't really know how to verbalize this in words, but you know, like we go to a lot of events, you know, and I know Jesse hates the name tag thing, which is hilarious. You know, so everybody has their name tags on and walk around
especially
their event.
Especially the vendors.
You know, but recently, I just went to one and you know, there was a lot of people there and everybody wanted to talk to the guy that was going to be on the panel because, you know, he's been doing really good at social media. You know, but don't be the person that just interrupts someone's conversation to hand out a flyer or to like to sell to them.
Right.
You know, and that's what was happening at this last event was there was a lender that was going around and literally while people are having meaningful conversations would just interject and hand out flyers and just cut people off.
Ooh.
And it was annoying. And I'm very petty in the sense of, like, regardless of what industry that's in or whatever, if someone does something stupid like that to me, I won't even think of them ever again.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, just be cognizant of what you're doing. Be cognizant of your surroundings. Read the room. Read the room. You know what I mean? Like,
so let me ask you this. In that situation,
okay,
let's say you're the vendor that has the flyer.
Mm-hmm.
And you've come across a conversation and you need to go because you got to move on in your next meeting or whatever. And you need to give this flyer because that's your job.
Okay.
How do you do that without coming off rude?
Honestly, call out the obvious. I think there's a lot of power in just being really transparent.
Okay.
You know, say, hey, excuse me, I don't mean to interject. I said, but I have to run. But I really wanted to get this valuable information out to you real quick.
There you go. Something about you.
So I'm just, and don't even like cut them off and like put it in their hands. If they're standing somewhere where you can lay it down, put it down to the side.
It's right here.
Just say, you know
you.
What? I'm going to put this down on the table when you're ready. I appreciate your time. Have a wonderful day. Walk away.
Love it. Beautiful.
Just keep it short. Keep it sweet. Call out the obvious. Call out the fact that you're interjecting. Call out the reason why. So I think a lot of people interject and cut people off and don't ever, it's almost like they just assumed that it was okay.
Yeah.
Call it out. Like, I am so sorry. I hate to interrupt, but I have to run. And this is really important for me to get out to you. Whatever that verbiage is, I think just transparency.
Yeah. Don't just come up and take the conversation away and be like, all right, now it's my turn. I have your attention. It's my turn. I'm going to word vomit on you.
Yeah.
Don't actually vomit.
Don't do that.
Ugh.
Don't do that.
But yeah, I like that. I like the workaround.
Yeah.
So call out the obvious. I am so sorry to interrupt. I'm sure you're having a great conversation.
Yeah.
I said this right here. I have to.
Because you got to do your thing. You got to do your thing at the end of the day.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's the same when you call these 1-800 companies and they're like, oh, before you go, did you know that we had an online website at www.tmobile.com that you can do all of your online? Yes, I know. I know you have to do this. I'm going to be courteous and kind and let you finish and then kindly tell you, I understand. I already have that. Thank you so much for your time. Like,
yeah, be nice.
Be nice. You know, like, people got to do what they got to do. They got to get their bread. They got to get their money. We get it. You know, but I think there's a very specific way to do it. And I think it's very okay to call out the obvious. Just be transparent in everything that you do in your business, you know, and that goes a long way.
I agree.
What's your last one?
So the Stacey's. So Stacey's.
You already did three?
I did three.
Oh, snap. Look at
I
us.
I did. Hers.
This was huge for me, too, because my military brain.
Yes. So hers was the importance of eye contact.
100%.
Hers was eye contact. We're going to look at Stacey now.
Say, aye. She got her eyes above her knees, and I'm not going to sing the rest.
So she and I agreed on this, that when we were raising our kids, like, we tell them all the time, like, when someone's talking to you,
yes,
look at them and acknowledge that they're talking to you and look at them in the eye. And then, you know, she went even further than that to say, like, you know,
a real handshake.
A real handshake, right. Not the
dab or the elbow with the, like, a real ass handshake. And you know what? This was going to be my third one, was the handshake, but I figured it went with the eye one pretty well.
Yeah.
I hate when I go in for a handshake and I miss. Or it becomes that limp ass, that limp ass wrist. And again, me being me, I would be transparent and be like, yo, I fucked that up.
Yeah.
Let's do that again.
So sorry.
And then they laugh, you know what I mean? But like, I don't want their impression of me to be like this limp.
Uh-huh.
Like, I get that, you know, I'm alphabet mafia, but like, I'm ex-military.
Right.
I'm very eye contacty and let's shake strong handshakes.
Yeah.
But also don't over grip because now you're just being a dick.
Right.
Like, if you grab my hand so tight that shit hurts, like, go.
You're doing that.
We're
on
done.
Purpose.
You're done.
We're
no one cares that you
purpose.
Go to the gym. No,
no
one cares that you're on roids.
Now
give
I don't
me a normal
like
ass strong grip handshake.
Now I don't
and let's
like
move
you.
On.
Unless, you know, only do that if you got beef with someone and you're letting them know something. But
I feel like when you grab that hard, you're about to pull them in and say,
yeah.
It's like an MMA, like
Trump.
You know, like they shake your hand at MMA, they do a little meet and greet, and you're like, I'm gonna fucking kill you. Like, that's what I feel like they're gonna do when they grab my hand that tight. I'm
and
like, all right, you don't need
I'm
to do that.
I'm on guard already.
You really don't need to do that.
No. So the importance of eye contact when you are talking with someone, I'm gonna look right at the camera. This is actually uncomfortable to look at this robot right now.
These are Roblox.
Roblox. When you are talking with someone, especially if you are having a one-on-one conversation with that person, look at them when you're saying something important. If you're thinking about something, oftentimes we'll do like this, and you'll think, right? And then come back to them to look. And if you're listening to this on podcast, I highly suggest you fast forward to this part on YouTube and get this whole thing happening right here.
Yeah.
When you're talking with a group of people, look at different people in the audience in the eye. That's something you have to train yourself to do.
That's hard to do.
Because you lose your train of thought sometimes, because you'll look at someone and you'll be like, wow, her hair is really pretty. And then you get distracted and you forget what you're saying.
Yep.
But train yourself to look at people while you're speaking to them in a group setting. If you are, this is the no-no. This is the one you don't do. You're talking to someone one-on-one.
Okay,
you talk to me and I'll show it and then I'll explain it while I'm doing it.
So how are you enjoying this brewery?
It's fine.
Oh, is it though?
So, yeah, I like coming here. It's fine. I mean, it's one of my favorite places to go, but so when you are staring off, not looking at them, it shows to me a sign of disrespect.
I feel the same way.
Or boredom.
I feel like that's what you do when someone, you know, approaches you at the bar and they're trying to make a move. You don't want to be a part of that move, you know? That's when you're like, okay, bye.
Like, what? It shows a lack of confidence to me. It shows disrespect. Yep. It shows boredom.
Yep.
It does not show the things that you're trying to portray, which is like interest in whatever that person is saying. It does not show confidence. It does not show all the things that you want to be when you're having a conversation with someone. So if that is hard for you, for whatever reason, practice it. I don't know how, but
I can't tell you how many people I've met, and man, I leave when I have a conversation with someone and they're spacey and their eyes are like, yeah. I'm like, either one, you're like on some kind of drug, like you are cracked out or something's wrong, mm-hmm. or two, you just don't give a fuck about me enough to pay attention. I cannot stand when people don't make eye contact. I leave and I'm like, man, that was creepy. It gives me a weird creeper vibe when you're just like, not paying attention. And you could be wholeheartedly paying attention, but if your body language is not giving off that you're paying attention, I think that's huge.
And there could be stuff going on around you. Like, there could be something happening in the street, but if
again, just state the obvious. Excuse me. Like, I'm not fully here right now. I got to get this knocked out.
Right.
You know, like, maybe something went on at home. Maybe you got a text message. Maybe it was an offer you just received, and, like you're completely, like, blown away, you know? Like, state the obvious. Like, hey, listen, you know what? I have a lot going on right now. Like, I can't pay attention fully right now. I can't commit. Give me a minute. You know, reset, walk away, come back. If they don't like you for that, bye.
What do you do if you're on the receiving end of non-eye contact? How do you handle that?
How do I handle it? I usually, honestly, I try to over eye contact. I make it awkward.
Over eye contact.
Yeah, I try to make it awkward enough to where they want to make eye contact. Yeah. That, or if I could tell they're really just checked out, I'll end the conversation and move on.
Yeah, all right. Looks like you're busy.
Yeah,
I'll catch
exactly.
up with you later.
Yeah. It seems like you have a lot going on. I'll follow up with you later on.
Yeah.
You know, then I'll shoot them a text or something or give them a phone call later. Because if they're not fully committed.
Maybe. I probably don't want to work with them.
I probably don't want to work with them, reality, yeah. But, I mean, it's huge. And I think when you're meeting your clients, when you're meeting people to do their listing, I mean, especially listing appointments, you know, like fully committed, fully present. You know, fully present for you means you turn your damn phone off or leave it in the car even, whatever. Like, you have to find out what works for you to be fully present.
Right.
Everybody is different.
Train yourself.
Yes. You know,
self-aware that you have that problem and
correct.
Fix it.
You know, and definitely fix it. And I would say, you know, my ending thing was I had a really good friend of mine. I just recently found out that, you know, when they would come over and hang out, we would chill because we wouldn't hang out often because they're far away and, you know, their schedules never really aligned with ours. So when we would hang out, though, you know, me being this work centric person, you know, I was always on my phone doing something. You know, and brought it up, like, listen, like, you're always on your phone or hanging out. Like, is there, like, what's the deal? You know, he felt some type of way over me always being on my phone.
Oh.
And addressed it. And I was very...
You're like, oh, my God, I'm sorry.
I didn't even realize how it could impact someone else. You know, we get so sucked into our business lives that we're just like, this is part of my life. Mm-hmm. We forget how it's going to impact other people on those moments where you should be shutting down.
Right.
Those moments where you should be... putting it on do not disturb, you know, especially if it's those moments with people, whether it's family or friends, you don't get to see often. You know, they deserve the committal of your time in that moment, whatever that moment is. And if there is something that pops up, with everything that I do, I'm really big at setting expectations. So, you know, if it's a situation where I do have deals closing that month or events happening that I got to monitor, when they come over, whether it's family or friends, I will be very, hey, I just want to let you know, I may have to break to take a couple phone calls in between all of this, but I just wanted to give you a heads up because I got this going on right now. But like, set the expectations so that way when that moment does come or you do need to take a second, even if it's not for that business related thing, you just need a breather because your family's freaking nuts, you know, or like you're just stressed out with the company that you have. Like, at least then you already set the tone and they're not like, what the fuck is he doing?
Right.
No, I'd let you know that I have 3 deals closing this week and right. I am here to hang out with you, but I also need to make my paycheck.
I can't completely let go of all my responsibilities. I think that's huge.
Set proper expectations in everything that you do, business, personal, everything.
That should have been number 6. Set expectations.
Expectations.
In a friendly way.
And if they don't like the expectations that you've set, then it may not be the best person to do business with.
Yeah.
Because all you're doing is being transparent. And the same thing goes with your first tip with the whole text group thread thing. Set expectations in that.
Yeah.
This is your lender. They're going to help you do X, Y, and Z. When he reaches out to you, you need to do the loan application. That's the first step of the process.
There you go.
Once the loan application is done, then we'll know your buying power. You can move to the next step.
Brilliant.
Set proper expectations. Don't assume everybody knows how the process works or how things are going to go because they bought a house before, they did this that one time, or their mama told them or their daddy told them. Don't assume. Set proper expectations. And even if it's breaking it down to kindergarten level,
yeah.
I have been a fan of always saying something very, you may know the answer to this, you may know how this works, but just in case, here's the process. And then I will sometimes even end it with, and let me know if you understand this, I'll back off. You know, like I will let them know. Like if this is something you fully understand, like let me know. I'm saying, let me know I'm doing too much. Let me know I'm doing the most.
Too much.
But
say less.
Just tell me to say less. You know, it's easy. I mean, it's
That's
not
a good
easy,
point.
But
I like, you know, the expectation management. It really solves a lot of problems when you are transparent and put it all out there on the line to begin with.
Yep.
And then you don't have to worry like, oh, I know I've got to take this phone call. Like, how do I get out of this conversation? They already know that you're probably going to have to take a phone call in a few minutes.
Yep.
So they're like, oh, here's my phone call I got to take. And then they're like, oh, yeah. Go take it. If they get mad at you for that, again, don't
worry
about it. Yeah, that's on them. So I love that.
You
take
too.
Those tips and run with it.
Take those tips and run with it. We did good on time. Not even 11
Go
yet. Go us. But stay tuned. We have tons of episodes. Obviously, this is going to continue until further notice. Like, I don't think this is going anywhere.
Let's set that expectation right here. We're continuing the podcast. Melvin has joined.
Red door title. Milestone title.
Green door title.
Green. We're like Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we are going to continue this podcast. We're going to continue to have guests on the podcast. We have talked about maybe doing little spin-off, little one-off, onesie, twosie, bonus little episodes that aren't at breweries. I just got access to a big recording studio for podcasting. I have so many ideas coming that it's insane. We don't anticipate this ending at all. There's nothing wrong with friendly competition. We are closer as friends than anything, so it's not going to destroy anything between us, and we know how each other work, and we're actually going to, I don't know, I feel like we're going to grow together.
Of course.
Which is freaking awesome.
Of course. There's enough business for everybody.
But yeah, this is going to continue. We're going to continue to have people on the podcast.
We got to get our next ones lined up. We got people asking,
yeah,
when can I be on your podcast? And we're like,
no.
Well,
I'm getting new camera equipment too. So that's coming in the next couple weeks as well, if not sooner. So we'll have some good camera equipment to do some other stuff and be able to branch out and get some better footage. You know, that way I don't have to put the camera in the freezer when it overheats.
Frozen cameras.
That was something.
That was funny.
But yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us today on, what is this, the 9th? 8th? 9th.
I don't even know anymore.
We're at Grand Central Brewing on Central Avenue in St. Pete. Come check out this amazing venue. They do have private space upstairs for you to book. They have a courtyard outside. There's Lala's next door. There's, what's it called, cocktails across the street. The whole street is an experience, so stop here first and then make your way on
down. Did you see upstairs the big sign? Brew good.
Brew good, do good.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Love it.
Marker.
Thanks, Marker.
All right, I'm almost done, but
cheers.
Wish you were beer.
Wish you were beer. I'm Poco Loco. That's what I keep reading every time I look at that.
Un poco loco.
Un poco loco.